This program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you a list of gift ideas from the AT Guys posted by the Blind Post. Lion Magazine is ceasing its CD distribution. United Airlines complaints are being collected for class action possible by January 19th. Sound prints for December 13th is now online. Fiction Old and New Book Club meets January 3rd. And another item from the Blind Post on sermons by phone, available for your holiday listening. Tech Talk goes mainstream. Speaking Out, episode airing December 18th, was about the World Blind Union. Fighting Blindness Canada is posting details about their Canada Vision 2020 conference. Eyes on Success, episode 1951, aired recently. CSUN Assistive Technology Conference meets in Anaheim, California in March, and I have details on that. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. Cool gadgets and tech from the AT Guys. AT Guys has the tech you need for the holidays, featuring some of the coolest gadgets and accessories around. Stay connected and travel safely with our Aftershocks Bluetooth bone conduction headsets. Aftershocks is spelled Aftershockz. Amplify your next party with our Tri-Bit 360-degree sound Bluetooth speaker. Take notes on the go with our pluggable folding Bluetooth keyboard, or stay charged with the EnerGrid accessible battery pack. Sleep calmly and comfortably with Sleep Phones, headphones you can wear while sleeping. Learn about the Blind Shell, a simple and intuitive cell phone with physical buttons and a headphone jack with loads of features. Record your next meeting or take notes with the MicroSpeak 8GB digital voice recorder. Also, we are now taking pre-orders for the Canute, C-A-N-U-T-E, the first multi-line Braille e-reader featuring 360 cells of Braille over 9 lines. Plus, exclusively for Blind Post readers, save $5 off your next order of $50 or more using a coupon code BLINDPOST through December 24th, 2019. That's today, folks. All of this and more is available at our website at www.atguys.com. For questions, you can email support at atguys.com or call 269-216-4798. All of us at AT Guys hope you have a festive holiday season and a prosperous 2020. Karen Brown's new book about her 25 years with 3 seeing eye dogs, Go With Your Dog, is now available on Amazon Kindle. It can also be ordered in print by sending an email to kebrown001@comcast.net. Price of the paperback is $20 plus $5 shipping. Have adventure seekers, musicians, or guide dog, cat, animal lovers on your holiday list? Give The Heart of Apple Butter Hill, a novel expressing your deepest hopes for the holidays and beyond. Renewal, motivation, joy, and fun. Find links to your favorite vendors. Follow Donna's blog, contact her, and more at http://donnawhill.com. If you have your heart set on giving or getting a gift of Elegant Insights Braille Creations, then be sure to place your orders no later than December 16th. Oh, well. How about sending an Elegant Insights digital gift card? Go to https://elegantinsightsjewelry.com/product/elegant-insights-gift-card/. Or shop https://elegantinsightsjewelry.com or call 702-605-1265. Starting January 2020, The Lion Magazine will no longer be available on audio CD. For the last few months, there was a paper in with the CD that said that they were going to stop production of the audio CD of the Lion magazine. I put a request into NLS to add the Lion magazine to their magazine offerings. If you are blind and you don't have a computer, you will no longer have access to this magazine. This is very ironic because this decision came from the Lions themselves. The blind are the people they are supposed to serve by being Knights of the Blind, and they are taking away our access to the magazine. And there's another long rant about it. I only have 20 gigabytes per month, and that's a lot of files to download. So I prefer to get the audio CD, but that will be no more thanks to the Lions. Brian Sackrider is the author of that rant. Ashley Bramlett replies, Brian, I have loved CDs and feel they are easier to use than other media. Simply go from track to track on a CD with the press of a button. Nothing to download or unzip, and no need to deal with touch screens or access content. I also love the sound quality of CDs. That said, CDs are older technology, and many organizations are not producing them. I will miss such production too, but that is the way things are going. I know that many places delivering content on 4-track tapes are now using USB drives or NLS cartridges. I suggest you write to the Lions and suggest some alternatives. Maybe they're just following the digital trends. After all, they probably figure many people do not own CD players anymore. Many computers lack CD-ROM drives. I would feel frustrated, too. You are correct. Many blind people do not have computers, and if they do, it may lack the memory or internet to listen to and stream audio files. So, here are some alternatives. If they fail to listen to you, then you can conclude that they are forgetting the blind population. But first, suggest something accessible before rushing to judge them. Maybe they are simply moving away from outdated technology. Alternatives include mailing audio files on a USB drive or SD card, recording it on a conference line for people to call in and listen, using NLS cartridges, using a smart home speaker such as Amazon Echo to stream it. HTH, Ashley. Ray Campbell writes, this Monday morning, that would be the 16th, I will be meeting as part of a focus group to discuss pain points with the airport assistance services provided by United Airlines. I'm sorry for the short turnaround, but I would like to get any input on pain points you've had if you've traveled on any United or United Express flights in the last 6 months to a year. Please send any input you have to me at ray153056@gmail.com. Thanks, Ray Campbell. Good news, the focus group meeting was moved to January 21st, so you've got lots more time to get your input to me. I'll take it now until Sunday, January 19th, 2020. The latest Soundprints audio magazine is now online. New Helen Keller acquisitions at the American Printing House Museum. Singing and Dancing with the Band, Adapting the Onstage World to Vision Loss. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Soundprints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Soundprints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Phone 502-895-4598 or email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Fiction Old and New Discussion Group meets the first Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern. We will be discussing The Bean Trees by Barbara Kingsolver, DB27589, on Friday, January 3rd, 2020 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Here is the NLS annotation. https://nlsbard.loc.gov/nlsbardprod/download/detail/src/db27589. The Bean Trees, a novel. DB27589. Kingsolver, Barbara. Reading time, 7 hours, 58 minutes. Read by Adele O'Brien. A production of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress. General fiction. Taylor Greer, a poor but plucky Kentucky girl with a sharp tongue, soft heart, and strong spirit, sets out to find a new life in the West. On the road, her flighty 55 Volkswagen temporarily gives out in the Oklahoma flatlands. And while having her car fixed, she finds an abused Indian child in the front seat of the car. Taylor becomes the child's guardian, settles in Tucson, and meets wonderful friends who help her cope with her new responsibilities. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below Zoom invitation meeting link on the device of your choice or dial in with a telephone to one of the provided numbers. All are welcome. Your facilitators for this group are Michelle Bernstein, hamletssweetlady@gmail.com, and Sherry Wells. SherryWells1157@gmail.com. The Zoom meeting invitation for Fiction Old and New is as follows. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/613313488. iPhone 1 tap in the U.S. plus 1-646-876-9923, #613313488, or plus 1-408-638-0986, #613313488, or telephone, dial in the U.S. 1-646-876-9923, or 1-408-638-0986. Use the meeting ID 613-313-488. International numbers are available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN(U)J(Z)1OH. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the above two numbers to initiate the call. Those wishing to subscribe to the past Fiction Old and New program archives can do so using their mobile device and podcast app of choice, or using their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link with which to subscribe is http://accessibleworld.org/taxonomy/term/24/all/feed. Special note, if you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to aw-announcements+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email. Just reply to it without writing anything. If you wish to subscribe to the Tech Talk discussion list, write to tech-talk-discussion+subscribe@groups.io. Extra, extra, blind post news notice. Sermons on the phone, 773-572-6206. Option 1, The Worship of the Wise Men, Pastor Unknown. Option 2, Time Clock Christians by Ron Crisp. Option 3, The Heathen Question by John Risinger. Option 4, Train Yourself to Be Godly by Jason Norris. Option 5, The Thrill of Hope by Herbert Cooper. Option 6, O Holy Night by Herbert Cooper. Option 7, Current Specials. Option 8, What Does Christmas Mean to You by Pastor Jeffrey Fugate. Option 9, The Answer to Loneliness by Gary Chapman. Linda.Lassie903@gmail.com. JimRuby@accessibleworld.gmail.com announces, we are proud to announce that Tech Talk programs can now be heard on ACB Mainstream. Please visit the schedule for our programs by going to http://www.acbradio.org. Also, we can now be listened to on your Echo smart device. Say Echo, play Accessible World TEK Talk on TuneIn. On Wednesday, December 18th at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, a global organization representing the blind on Speaking Out. There's a special internationally recognized organization for the blind. This organization represents over 250 million blind and visually impaired people in 190 member countries. The organization is called the World Blind Union, or WBU, World Blind Union President Dr. Frederick Schroeder joins us to explain how the organization helps the blind around the globe. To listen to this week's Speaking Out for the Blind, go to http://acbradio.org/mainstream and choose one of the links under the headings Listen to ACB Radio Mainstream and Now Playing, or call 1-641-793-0756. I'm sorry. That's 1-641-793-0756. And when prompted, press 1 for ACB Radio Mainstream. You may also listen to the program live on the ACB Link mobile app. For more information, go to http://link.acb.org. Show archive page is at http://acbradio.org/speaking-out-for-the-blind. Please note that there is a link located on the top half of the page and below the heading that says Home, Speaking Out for the Blind, where you can subscribe to the podcast feed and listen to Speaking Out for the Blind shows ranging from episode 94 to the present. Facebook page is at Speaking Out for the Blind, and Twitter page is at Speak Out for the Blind. You may also access this at Speak Out Blind. My new show email address is speakout@acbradio.org. A vision survey from Fighting Blindness Canada. 2020 has a special meaning to the vision community. Why? Because 2020 means normal visual acuity. With the year 2020 coming up soon, the Canadian Council of the Blind and Fighting Blindness Canada, Canadian Association of Optometrists, CNIB, and the Canadian Ophthalmological Society are hosting the Canadian Vision 2020 Summit. Canadian Vision 2020 Summit Goal. The Canadian Vision 2020 Summit will share with Canadians issues in the vision loss community in 2020, as well as public policy and solutions to issues. Before this, we will publish three papers that show the key issues and challenges for our community. The three white papers will focus on vision research, experiences of living with vision loss, and issues of equity and access to vision health care. How you can help. We have created a questionnaire to get input into what the papers should say. Please take a few minutes to complete the survey to make your voice heard. Please encourage other people in your organization to complete the survey as well. Here is the link to the questionnaire. https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/HH9KG F. Save the date. The Canadian Vision 2020 Summit will meet on Wednesday, February 12, 2020 at Christ Church Cathedral, Ottawa, 414 Sparks Street, Ottawa, Ontario, K1R OB2. I will get that right. Next steps. From 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Our goal is to have the draft papers posted by January 16th to give Canadians an opportunity to give their feedback. Registration for the Canadian Vision 2020 Summit will open in early January. Thank you, signed Doug Earle, E-A-R-L-E, CFRE, President and CEO, Fighting Blindness Canada, 416-360-4200, extension 228, or 1-800-461-3331. His cell phone number is 416-738-9218, or you can email him at dearle@fightingblindness.ca. Eyes on Success podcast episode 1951 was about Outlook Business Solutions, aired December 18, 2019. Show notes. The unemployment rate for the visually impaired continues to be very high. Hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy talk with Rachel Carver from Outlook Business Solutions about a new approach being developed to address this problem. The program matches visually impaired consultants with specific skills to companies seeking these skills for their projects. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, or listen on your smart home device by saying Play Eyes on Success podcast. You can also browse the archive of over 450 episodes covering a wide variety of topics, or use the search field on the website to find shows of interest. Below are some other ways you can connect with the show and other listeners. Check out Eyes on Success, formerly Viewpoints, a weekly half-hour audio program for people living with vision loss. Find out more about the show and get links to past episodes at www.eyesonsuccess.net. Find the podcast on iTunes. Find us on social media at Facebook, Twitter, and Audio Boom. Subscribe to the announcements only list by sending an email to Eyes on Success plus subscribe at googlegroups.com. For those considering attending the CSUN Assistive Technology Conference in March of 2020, here are the details. We want to let you know that attendee registration for the 35th annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference will be opening on Thursday, January 9th, 2020. This year's conference will be held March 9 through 13, 2020, at the Anaheim Marriott in Anaheim, California. Please visit https://csunconference.us/manage.com/track/click/query U=33B760A1D532-31C7AB. At the AT conference, for registration information, including fees, discounts, policies, and important dates and deadlines, be sure to book your room at the official hotel for the conference, the Anaheim Marriott, before the block closes on February 15, 2020. The deadline to register is Tuesday, March 3rd, by 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. As a reminder, there is no on-site registration at the conference. Pre-conference workshops are posted for your review so you can begin planning your CSUN conference experience. The session's schedule will be available soon. Signed, John, JAWS Certified 2014. Ron posts blog on accessibility on public transit in the Metro magazine. Why public transit needs accessibility advocates. Most of us got our start in the transit industry based on our education and job-related experience. Me, I got in by complaining and stretched the truth on my job application. In 1991, I was attending San Francisco State and using public transit to get everywhere. Back then, transit accessibility was not as good as it is today, and using it as a blind person was continually frustrating. Stops weren't routinely announced. Priority seats weren't often available. Detectable warning strips were not on most light rail platforms. And it seemed that transit didn't care. So when I got the chance to serve on BART's Accessibility Advisory Group, I took it with glee. This was going to be my chance to tell them everything I had been thinking for all those years during college. Yep, I was going to drop the mic every fourth Tuesday afternoon, and they would have to listen. This is what I expected, but it's not what happened. I was ready to rant, but quickly learned that BART staff actually cared deeply about accessibility. They were listening, and they were taking us seriously. They asked us our opinions about everything, from new station designs to new ticket machines to the new paratransit service they were setting up with AC Transit. They even let us play the parts of injured BART passengers during an emergency preparedness drill. In short, they used our input to improve accessibility for everyone. Soon enough, I was taking the advocacy process seriously, providing meaningful input and learning to love transit. So much so that when an entry-level accessibility planning position became available, I applied. And despite my lack of professional industry experience, I was hired. I'll never know what tall tales my hiring manager must have told BART's HR department to get me on payroll, but I'm grateful. That was 25 years ago, and I've never looked back. But where are we today with passenger advocacy? It seems that transit has a love-hate relationship with advocates, and many disability community advocates feel the same way about transit. And yet we need each other to be successful. There is a myriad of reasons why. Here are just a few. Advocates help us fight our battles. Too often we treat advocates like vocal customers rather than natural allies who can help garner support for transit projects and priorities and for the funding transit needs. This is especially true in areas where community leaders are less supportive of public transit spending. And when funding is constrained, advocates can help develop consensus positions that balance priorities and maximize critical public support. To be effective, we must treat advocates like partners rather than customers. We need to provide training on the issues at hand and on budget and funding constraints to arm them with information necessary to speak to the concerns we're trying to address. Only then can we transform our most vocal critics into one of our most potent levers in the struggle for funding and public support. Advocates educate customers in ways we cannot. An agency where I previously worked had a company based within its service area that hired people with disabilities for entry-level and part-time jobs. The company's facility was on the edge of our service area, and we began transporting these customers to and from work. Many of the trips were extremely long, operationally challenging, and costly to provide. They were hard on customers who spent hours each day getting to and from jobs that paid them less than their trip cost our agency to provide. Of course, it would have been inappropriate for me to share my concerns with the community, but one of our local advocates shared her approach for educating customers about the financial and lifestyle implications of the choices they were making. Instead of focusing on the allowable travel time for very long and costly trips on shared ride paratransit, she explained how much time and earning potential the customer was losing while sitting on paratransit, and she would explain that the more money spent on long, costly trips, the less there would be for other services in the future. I have listened as other advocates have called upon riders to take responsibility for their choices to live in hard-to-serve rural areas, another message that would be off-limits for me to deliver myself. In short, advocates can convey information in ways that we cannot, using logic that will resonate better and with a level of credibility, authenticity, and trust. Advocates can bring focus to areas where improvements are needed. Throughout my career, I have met numerous advocates who have spent years helping customers document and report service concerns, including one guy who spends his days helping customers file former complaints with the FTA's Office of Civil Rights. None of us likes complaints. However, we need to know about legitimate service issues, and it is easier to quantify and correct issues when they are appropriately documented and clearly communicated. Advocates can help by educating customers on what the ADA and other civil rights laws actually require, and they can assist in the documentation and communication of those issues which truly need to be addressed. Finding vocal customers is easy. Finding effective advocates is not. Once you find them, they need information, training, and support. Here are some things to keep in mind. I won't read each bullet point, but I will give you the headlines. Partner with local organizations to recruit advocates. Train and retrain. Be transparent. Building a strong advocacy community takes effort, time, and focus, but the rewards are worth doing. And who knows, maybe there's a future CEO parked in a wheelchair or standing next to a guide dog at a transit stop right this minute, just waiting to share the next big idea for moving our entire industry forward. We've run out of time for today's reading of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. And Merry Christmas. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time, if you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.